Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds like a Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Home Alone? Is this because it's the anniversary of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York?
That is correct.
Crowder, favorite all-time Christmas movie? And why is it Home Alone 2? Well, you'd have to unmute yourself to answer. That would help.
That would help a lot.
Oh,
I made a hell of a point, but I forgot it.
Best point you ever made, in my opinion.
It's not Home Alone 2, because Home Alone 1 is better than Home Alone 2 by far. Oh,
that's that might be the worst take you've maybe ever had.
Almost Christmas. It's a black movie y'all have never seen because y'all don't watch black movies.
Correct.
You're okay, Josh. You can laugh.
I was. I was giving it a second to breathe. I was letting the joke sit. Not a joke, though.
Yeah. No, Home Alone 1 is a very – I can watch Home Alone 1 again. I can't watch any other ones.
You can't watch Home Alone 2 is widely considered the best of the Home Alone variety. Apparently, there's like 5 Home Alones.
Is there?
Yeah, I didn't. Jimmy was telling me the other day. There's like 5 Home Alone movies.
Yeah, they got another little boy because it couldn't be Macaulay Culkin at 35. So they got another little boy, and he's just as annoying as Macaulay Culkin.
Home Alone inflation. Too many of them.
Is that the 5th one? Everything costs a lot of money. He can't buy any more toys.
Are you proud of that joke, Capel?
No, I was just saying there's too many Home Alones.
No, I mean, we know what inflation is. Are you
well,
proud?
Well,
no,
Crowder thought I was trying to come up with a name for the 5th one.
Okay.
And yes,
yeah, I thought it was,
to answer your question.
You know how he had to buy his own food, but inflation, now he can't eat. You know, Home Alone survivor, like he really has to survive and figure it out. Home Alone, the bad guys win when they kidnap the little boy. I like this. I like this path.
All right. I apologize to everybody for whatever path this conversation is.
Let's talk about the gridiron again.
Taking us down.
No, they kidnap Macaulay, and then Liam Neeson has to go find him?
But like
little Home Alone crossover?
Macaulay Culkin as an adult, right? We're talking about like he gets kidnapped today.
Bro, he's a huge Rams fan.
You know,
Macaulay Culkin is. And I saw him. No lie, he weighs about 100 pounds soaking wet. He is a tiny, tiny human being.
as ridiculous as this conversation is, and I can't believe I'm going to keep it going, if they remade Home Alone, people would line up in theaters
easy.
To watch
yep.
it, right? Like if they got Macaulay Culkin to revive the role and somehow, some way now,
he was the dad.
And now his son is getting lost in New York or whatever, however you want to frame it. I mean, that movie would probably be the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time, no?
There's got to be some writer somewhere that has pitched this to one of these studios and the script is just sitting on somebody's desk because that feels like the obvious and the right way to resurrect Home Alone. And I'm kind of rooting for it now.
Yeah. Then his face... Once he figures out he left his son at home and he does the same cheek slap as a grown man.
Oh, the theater will crazy.
It's Kevin Jr. Mm-hmm. And he names him Jr. Come on, man. We just created something. I like this. Mm-hmm.
Bring back the pigeon lady as well. She was a hit.
Yeah.
You've never seen Home Alone 2. Just admit it.
Oh, I've seen Home Alone 2. They're in the condo. I just didn't like it. I'm not going to lie.
All right. We have a lot to get to.
I'll tell you, talking about it's nostalgia you're talking about. I've watched Jurassic Park Rebirth 4 times already on the plane.
Is that the new Jurassic Park? I have not seen it.
It makes no sense. It's stupid. The storyline is terrible, but I'm just a Jurassic Park fan.
Yep, doesn't matter. I don't care what happens in a Jurassic Park movie. I don't care who's in a Jurassic Park movie. I will watch it. I haven't seen this one yet, but I'm going to watch it.
I've never seen any of them.
You haven't seen Jurassic Park?
Nope.
Too gory? I don't understand.
Never seen it.
Why?
Just haven't. No reason.
You don't like dinosaurs? Who doesn't like dinosaurs?
Oh, fine with dinosaurs. I've been on the ride. I love going to the theme park where the Jurassic Park ride is, but I've just never seen the movie.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't trust you now. I used to trust you.
You know, that's a great point, Crowder. I don't think I can trust somebody born
I get to go home?
Born in the United States who hasn't seen Jurassic Park.
Well, because you guys did not react this way to me revealing that I've never seen Goodfellas or The Godfather. And I've since watched all of that. This is a way more dramatic reaction than you guys finding out
because
I didn't watch the others.
Because Goodfellas is one of my favorite movies. But Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong. Goodfellas, The Godfather, if you grew up or you were born after like the 90s, I could see why you wouldn't watch the movie. You were a kid when it was coming out. You weren't even born yet. And until you become an adult, you just don't watch the movie. Jurassic Park, I mean, that's like what your parents put on for you. Like, if it's on TNT, that's what you watch as a kid, Jurassic Park. You're fascinated with dinosaurs as a kid. Why wouldn't you watch that?
It came out in 93. I was born in 94. I'm not going to watch it.
So was I.
Okay, but there are enough years past. There's new movies for me to watch. Land Before Time, that was my dinosaur movie that I liked growing up.
You can go
great
home.
Movie.
Right? Thank you, Jimmy.
You should go home.
You're watching Wild Kratts. Get out of here. Watch Jurassic Park.
Land Before Time. It's like the Rugrats version
love
of Jurassic Park.
Love the Land Before Time.
They
are cute.
I have a list of movies that Appel has not seen here. I've been keeping track here because I'm fascinated by this stuff. Goodfellas, Casino.
Well, you could take Goodfellas off that list.
No, that'll stay on the list.
But I've seen it.
Scarface. Which is, truthfully, that should be a sin. That should be a jailable offense.
Well, when this came up the last time, I told you. I get the idea, all right? Say hello to my little friend. I got it.
Not wrong. Yeah. Any of the Friday movies you've never seen?
No.
I talked about that earlier in the show. I know why he doesn't watch those.
Crowder, on this date in 2009, The Blind Side released to theaters as well. We were talking about
that
the other day.
Yeah, I have.
They make Michael look like a big damn dummy.
Sandra Bullock, though.
That was a good run, huh? The Proposal and then The Blind Side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy.
You know it.
All right, let's get to headlines. Rob Pizzola is going to join us coming up in a few minutes. I have a dilemma. I'm going to kind of throw this into headlines here. Crowder, I'd really like your assistance, and I'd like the listeners' assistance as well. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price, visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. And I know the position, Crowder, you're going to take. You're going to think this is nonsense. You're an adult, and you don't have time for this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've got a Friendsgiving coming up on Saturday.
Okay? What's that?
A Friendsgiving.
That's a made-up word.
You've never heard of a Friendsgiving?
It's a made-up word.
So it's a
all words are made up.
It's a Thanksgiving dinner for friends. So Thanksgiving dinner, usually, typically, I know some people, you know, maybe don't get along with their family or they've lost their loved ones. It is what it is. But typically, Thanksgiving dinner for Thursday is reserved for a family holiday. You sit down, you break bread with your fam. This,
unless they're dead,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
About?
I don't know, but this, the Friendsgiving, is strictly friends. You get together with friends that you wouldn't invite to the Thanksgiving dinner, and you do the Thanksgiving dinner.
It's honestly an early version of the Wombo, if you think about it. Friendsgiving.
So,
oh, it's like Thanksgiving with lesser emotion.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's a good way to put it. It's Thanksgiving, but it's the people you wouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving with.
Okay, the people you care less about. I got you. So, right. Yeah, waste of time giving. Okay, what we got?
All right. So, as you guys know, on this show, we've kind of been out on traditional Thanksgiving dinners. Mm. Hawk kind of led the charge here, and I happen to have come around over the years. The turkey's fine, but why am I eating something because of tradition? Why am I doing something that's fine when I could eat something better? So I proposed to my group of best friends, F the traditional Thanksgiving dinner for our Friendsgiving. Let's do an appetizer party. So everybody brings appetizers, and then we all eat different appetizers. But we're turning it into a contest where we're all going to vote on the best appetizer at the end of the party. I can already see Crowder's gearing up to torch me here, and that's fine. Feel free to torch me.
Wait, you are seeing Fred? Don't do Friendsgiving where you pick a winner on appetizers?
This is ridiculous. Y'all can't. What is the difference between me calling my buddies and saying, hey, what you doing Saturday night? Y'all want to grab something to eat? Oh, yeah, call John. Yeah, call Fred. Okay, yeah, call Ronnie. Yeah, get the wives. We'll go have dinner. Y'all have to call it a name and have an appetizer competition? Y'all are special.
Well, it's around Thanksgiving, so of course you're going to call it Friendsgiving.
I don't understand what the problem is here, Crowder. I mean, we all want to get together and celebrate and have a good evening together, but I don't want to go to a restaurant. I don't have to pay a tip. I don't have to overspend at a restaurant right now. We're all going to get together at a house, and everybody has to bring something. And instead of everybody bringing, you know, the mashed potatoes out of a box that I know that they're all bringing, and the mac and cheese out of a box, and somebody going to Costco and buying a turkey that's been sitting there for a day, we're all going to bring different appetizers. So here are the rules. You could make the appetizer, or you could buy the appetizer. And I need help. I want to win this. I need help. What do I take as my appetizer? And I'm enlisting everybody here for your help. Like, send me options. I don't know if either of you have any good options.
I love a good buffalo chicken dip. Can't go wrong with a buffalo chicken dip. Everybody likes that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it about creativity or just the success?
It's both. It's both. And, you know, you have to be creative here, because I'll give you an example. I was thinking about rib rolls. I go to Flanagan's and I buy like three orders of rib rolls, and I show up with a couple rib rolls. That right there might be the winning formula. But wow. I'm afraid that I'm not the only person who's going to think of that. And if you show up to the appetizer party and you and another person are sharing the same appetizer, you've lost. You've got no chance to win this competition.
Anna, you've seen me do it. It's an easy out. It's a pretty penny. If you bring a platter of stone crabs to anything in the world, you're the man.
Well, this leads me to my next question. Crowder, can you hook me up with a platter of stone crabs?
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, family owned and operated since 1951.
Bring some McRibs. No, man,
What's that?
Bring some McRibs.
It's not a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
It's not a bad idea. Costco hot dogs, just like like a platter of Costco hot dogs. It's not a bad idea. I'm telling you, we can get really creative here. You know, you can go and buy a platter of croquetas. I just threw down a pastelito from outside. The thing is, like, I want to be unique here. I'm afraid in Miami, I'm going to a party. All my friends are Cuban. Croquetas and pastelitos. I mean, that's a dime a dozen. They're not going to be blown away by this. I thought rib rolls was a good idea. Again, it could be from a restaurant. I've got a couple days here to figure this out. This is Saturday, so you let me know. Text us.
The tuna ceviche tacos on top of the little crispies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't cheap out. Don't cheap. If you want to win, don't cheap out.
And I can't be the guy that shows up with, you know how they'll do like the tostones rellenos, so like the tostones or the maduros covered with stuff on top. You can't show up with four. Because even if it's the best tasting appetizer,
there's only four.
Right. Not everybody gets to try. You're not gonna win the vote here. So you've got to show up prepared.
Bring an appetizer that I don't even know the words you just said. So that's not going to work. Maduras and the totonos. Bring something that you know people actually want to know.
We've got a different friends group, Crowder. Let's just put it that way.
I bet we do Friendsgiving.
How about a bag of Tostitos rounds with a thing of medium salsa? Mm.
Classic.
Classic. It's lazy though.
Somebody says pigs in a blanket. A deli roll, spinach and artichoke dip, a charcuterie board, deviled eggs. Mm. Deviled eggs.
Hey, out on deviled eggs.
Out on them.
Yeah, deviled eggs. A lot of people, I figured out through like Appel and Hawk, and honestly, being on this show, I figured out that people don't love deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs.
Not for me.
A little truffle deviled egg. What? With the little truffle balls? Oh, my goodness.
Somebody writes Venezuelan empanada and tequeños, bacon wrapped dates, sandwich de miga. That's for me. All right, we'll keep texting it in. strawberries and dip. Dip is a bar of cream cheese and a jar of marshmallow fluff, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla or almond extract.
That sounds like a dessert.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like an appetizer.
Like, yeah, I was getting strawberries and whipped cream. Yeah. That's nasty. That's the part. That's what y'all's Friendsgiving do. Y'all what y'all doing in Friendsgiving? This Friendsgiving sounded better and better to me. Strawberries and whipped cream.
I've got from a restaurant. America's big chain restaurant appetizer platters ranked. Are you guys ready? Dave and Buster's, the platter, is ranked number one on this list. The platter's called Game Day Grub. Pretzel dogs, smash burger sliders, bone-in wings with your choice of sauce or dry rub, and that all comes together on one platter.
Hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings as like a house sampler, Chili's the triple dipper. Show up with like eight triple dippers.
Okay, now that might be the move.
Right, there you go.
But you're bringing some. If you bring something hot, it's not going to be hot by the time it's opened, and people are going to be late. I think you got to go chilled.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll brainstorm. I want to get Hawk's opinion on this tomorrow as well. We'll brainstorm and keep texting it in. Tweet me. Tweet Crowder as well. Just tag Crowder just to piss him off about this.
I'll see you Wednesday.
The original Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse. I show up with 5 Bloomin' Onions.
I went to an Outback Steakhouse over the weekend in Jacksonville. Now, you might think that what I do is like this glamorous thing to travel all over NFL. Ate alone at like 8:30 on a Saturday night at the bar at Outback Steakhouse. A Bloomin' Onion and a steak. Whoa, it was depressing.
Yeah.
You threw down a Bloomin' Onion and then you ate a steak?
Not all of it, but I want a little bit of Bloomin' Onion, so I had a little Bloomin' Onion.
Crowder, yes or no? Ordering a Bloomin' Onion by yourself at Outback Steakhouse is pretty depressing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's literally that's what depressing. I'm saying.
You got the petals. You can buy just the petals.
We used to do the Outback Bowl, and they would give us the shrimp and the Bloomin' Onion. Everybody, like every individual member of the media, would get their own. It was the best.
Somebody texted in, Gabagool. That's got to be Hawk, right?
Hey, Solana, if you take 5 Bloomin' Onions to this party, you're taking 4 back home with you.
No, I'll just drop them off at Appel's house.
Ah, perfect.
All right. Your weather, those are your headlines. Great those headlines. Are your sports headlines. Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. Rob Pezzola is going to join us on the other side. We're going to get some picks from Rob Pezzola next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
Honestly, if you have to take food anywhere, Solana, really now, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, I'm telling you, and y'all, holiday season's coming up. For Thanksgiving, get your turkey fresh, never frozen from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Call and order in advance to have it ready. They have a whole system where they bring it out to you in the car. I'm telling you, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is perfect for this time of year because you're going to eat with friends. I do Thanksgiving. These weirdos do Friendsgiving. Whenever you're eating, get it from Delaware. If you want lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, your turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, they have frog legs, they have scallops, oysters, clams, the crabs, stone crabs, really. We're doing stone crabs for Thanksgiving. I already talked to the wife about it. It's her favorite meal. It's my favorite meal. The kids love it. And Delaware has all the sizes, the freshest stone crabs, and the best price you'll see on stone crabs. You got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, DelawareChicken.com, to see the entire menu. They have prepared food with burgers and sandwiches, fried chicken, roasted chicken. They have sides that are made there in-house, made fresh daily. They have the dips. Smoked fish dip is amazing. Smoked tuna dip is the best fish dip in the world. The buffalo chicken dip is the best buffalo chicken dip in the world as well. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance for your turkey. Now, I'm telling you, if you're doing turkey, get it from Delaware. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged ready when you get there. All your food and your turkey, they'll bring it out to the car. Curbside delivery is available. All that Jose wants to do, he's an amazing owner over there. Linda, she's always there. She runs it. They want to get delicious food back to whatever function you're having. Tailgate, watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you are doing. Yacht provisions now. You're on a beautiful boat on a beautiful day. Have the best food out. And that's from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder. They have all three blends of my seasoning. And tell them Crowder sent you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Song means one thing and one thing only. Rob Pezzola is going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada. He's the founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and you can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. Make sure you follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pezzola. I've been very much looking forward to doing this. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Solana.
Wow, I wasn't sure if you'd hit me with the hello mark just because it's, you know, second nature at this point, Rob.
No, you know what? I'm actually glad I can forget about him today. I mean, there's something refreshing about, you know, not having to come on and instantaneously listen to him talk for a couple minutes about all the parlays he missed over the course of the week and how it could have gone differently. So this is refreshing. And also, like, does this guy, what kind of union does this guy have? The amount of vacation days, like, this is more than the MLB umpires union, which is like the best around. It's crazy. Well, at this point,
well, Rob, what about Crowder, who left this show right before you came on? He was with us and then he just texted me, sorry, Uber's crazy, gotta hit it. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, maybe don't take an Uber now. Maybe take it after. Maybe schedule the Uber.
Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, I've been part of shows where Crowder's locked himself out of his own room before. So this is nothing
that is
compared to
point.
Those.
That is a very good point. I do remember one time, Rob, where Crowder was off and I was doing the show with Hawk, and he disconnected after Rob was giving some of his picks, and I realized he had disconnected. This was early, Rob, in the show. You might not even remember. Might have been maybe working on the show for a year, and I just punted on the segment. Okay, Rob, talk to you later. Have a good day.
I don't recall that, yeah. Man. I wish I did.
Rob, before we get into some of your picks, the Dolphins, it's interesting because they've won two straight, and I wonder if from a betting perspective, if you're looking at what the Dolphins, I know they're on a buy right now, but you're looking at what the Dolphins are doing and you're buying into them actually going on some sort of run here to be a wild card team, because we're all kind of convinced down here they're going to make a run. They're going to be in the hunt category. They've got the Saints and the Jets following their bye week. And look, there's no guarantee that they're going to win those games, but this is kind of setting up for the Dolphins doing what they always do, which is being in the hunt and then having a massive letdown at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I can understand the optimism, especially with the schedule post-bye and the fact that they're better than both the Saints and the Jets right now. I think Miami was underrated for a little while, and people were sleeping on them. There was obviously, you know, the coaching saga that was going on in town, and a lot of the national perspective was put on that. But they got unlucky with some injuries early on in the year. The secondary was completely decimated for a long period of time. Obviously, losing some O-linemen early in the year as well hurt them. I would just say you got to temper expectation, because at the end of the day, yes, it's a two-game winning streak. One of them was a coin flip against Washington with their backup quarterback. And I know that these like neutral site games, they can get a little crazy every now and then, but that played as a very even game. That could have, either team could have really won. There was a lot of fourth down leverage plays that swung things one way or another. Game goes to overtime. So I think you got to pump the brakes for a little bit. And I wouldn't be putting a W next to the next two games on the schedule. I mean, there's bad teams often lose games as well. It's not a foregone conclusion that they're going to win. But hey, at the end of the day, at least there's some optimism at this point in the year, and you know that's what you ask for as a fan.
Pizzola, when you want to start betting and winning money on the Heat, you let me know. All right, because we're the fastest team in the NBA. We're fun again down in Miami. You just let me know. All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, will do. Actually, you know what? Listen, the historical rate from people on this show who've texted me picks in the past is extremely low, so there's only one way to go, and it's up for you, Solana.
All right, love it, love it. Let's get into some of these games tonight. Thursday Night Football, this is an interesting game tonight. We're obviously keeping an eye on it here because of the NFC East tie-in, or excuse me, the AFC East tie-in, Bills at the Texans tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, this is a super interesting one because we've seen two specific buy points on teams over the course of the week. So Buffalo got bet very early. They opened -3.5, bet all the way up to 6. And that's kind of the point where a lot of people started buying back on the Texans. And now we kind of see the market settling in 5, 5.5 range. So you have the possibility of the sportsbooks getting middled on this game. Buffalo looked good last week against Tampa Bay. But Tampa is kind of this pass funnel defense right now. They lost Jamel Dean early in the game. And finally, Buffalo was able to start moving the ball a little bit through the air. That's really not going to happen against Houston. I mean, this defense is really, really good. They generate a lot of pressure by rushing four. They drop into coverage. If you remember last year, Josh Allen had like a complete nightmare game against the Texans. He went 9 of 30, I think, in that game. Mm-hmm. It was absurd how good they stop him. So I know it's easy for someone to just look at the game and be like, ah, it's Josh Allen, it's Davis Mills, but it's a lot more than that. And when you look at the Bills defensively, they haven't been able to stop the run all year long. The Texans aren't known for running the ball, but they've involved Woody Marks more and more and more in the offense versus Nick Chubb. There's an opportunity for them to have some success on the ground. So I would only bet Houston in this game. I don't think you need to, but if you're looking for some sort of recreational bet for tonight's game, it would be the Texans or nothing for me.
Texans covering the 5.5 or the 4.5?
Yeah, I would take the spread on it. I mean, obviously get the best price you can. You know, if you see a six pop up anywhere, you take the six. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of that right now. So in real time, yeah, 5.5.
Is that a general rule for you when you are putting these wagers out, that if the home side in a primetime game, whether it's Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, if they are the underdog to that degree, are you, no matter what, riding with the home dog?
No. So for me, I won't abide by like any general rules in football, because the markets are very quick to catch up to certain trends. So when people start referencing like a specific trend of that makes a lot of sense, it starts to get bet into place. Just like a random example, but like West Coast teams used to be horrible playing on the East Coast. And that was a thing for a few years, for a while, more than a few years. But eventually it became so well known that it actually flipped. And those teams actually became very good against the spread because the market was over accounting for them. So I try not to abide by general rules, and I just handicap each game in a vacuum, really.
What about Sunday, 1 p.m., Colts, who are 6-0 on the road this season at the Chiefs? We're fascinated with the fact that Kansas City, not only, you know, their record is 5-5, but the fact that all the teams ahead of them in the wild card race and for the division, they don't have the head-to-head tiebreaker against. They've lost to all those teams. So we're kind of fascinated. It feels like this is a must win, as crazy as that sounds. 3.5-point favorites at home over Indianapolis.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will reference how important the game is for the Chiefs at 5-5. Doesn't mean that the Colts like don't want to win this game, right? They're coming off a bye week. It's a huge opportunity on a big stage against the Chiefs to make a statement for them. So I don't really put the motivation into like the equation here whatsoever. I think it's actually a rough matchup for Kansas City. Like where you look at what they've really struggled at this year, they struggled to stop the run. It's been a problem all year. It was the problem in a game against Buffalo earlier this year where they lost in pretty convincing fashion. They give up a ton of yards per carry on gap concepts, and the Colts run gap at one of the most efficient rates in the entire league. And the Colts offense kind of works when they can run the ball. It sets up play action for them and all those things. On the other side, teams are playing KC with a lot of man coverage right now. And they're saying, attack us deep and beat us deep. And they haven't been able to do that for several weeks now. So their offense is just, it's struggling to create those explosives. You look at what the Colts now have at corner, and it's a very different game here. So I like the Colts. The only thing I will say is maybe don't bet this now and just wait till tomorrow, because Daniel Jones popped up today on the practice report with a calf injury. I don't like seeing that on a Thursday. The backup there would be Riley Leonard, and Anthony Richardson's on IR. So you kind of want to wait tomorrow to make sure DJ gets a full practice in before doing anything here. But if he does, I like the Colts.
All right. I didn't even see that he had popped up on the injury report.
It came out, what, like a half hour ago, if that? It was very new news.
All right. And the final game that I had texted you about, Pizzola, is a game that I think we're fascinated with. Appel and Crowder were debating it yesterday. Shedeur Sanders making his first official or his second start for
first
the Cleveland
start,
Browns.
Action,
first start,
yeah.
Second action on the road in Las Vegas. Everybody has a take on Shedeur, and I'm fascinated how you would handicap this from the perspective of he didn't look great, but it's also a rookie starting his first game, who we found out hadn't even taken snaps with the first team until he was put in the game last week.
Yeah, I call this like a choose-your-own-narrative game, because no matter which side you like, you could make a pretty compelling argument as to why you like it. These are games that I find it very challenging to price something like this, because it's what do I think Shedeur Sanders is versus what does the market think? His 4-for-16 with the pick last week, arguably one of the worst quarterback performance I've ever seen in my life. And I don't think that's recency bias. It's like, not. He looked really, really bad. So you have, a thought in your head of, well, I get to bet, -3.5, -4 against what could be a historically bad quarterback. I want to do that. But the Raiders are just so inept as a team. And you look at where they struggle the most, it's on offensive line, right? They lost their left tackle, Colton Miller, earlier on in the year. One of their guards, Jackson Powers Johnson, he drafted him a couple years ago, out as well. The Dallas defensive front just annihilated the Raiders on Monday Night Football. The Browns are going to do the same. And ultimately, I don't know that I trust them enough to win by margin. But it's a tough game. I mean, if you said, Rob, you got to pick the spread, I'm probably going to lay it with the Raiders, just because I cannot mentally get over what I witnessed at quarterback last week, which somehow was a significant downgrade from Dylan Gabriel. Like, probably worse than Dorian Thompson-Robinson last year, and he was horrendous as well. So Raiders are nothing, but, man, that's a tough one.
Rob, before I let you go, what do I make of your Italian national team having to go through a playoff and potentially miss the World Cup for the second consecutive time? That is, and by the way, I have very brutal ground in terms of national teams right now because the U.S. men's national team just put 5 on my national team, so tough times for me. But Italy, for the second straight time, might miss the World Cup, Rob. I mean, what's going on?
I'll tell you, and the draw happened this morning, and all my friends in the group chat are like, oh, no. Like, this could be bad. And that's how bad it is. Like, it's Northern Ireland and then potentially Wales or Bosnia.
Right.
And we're scared. But but that's the state of Italian soccer, really. It's just gone downhill for a while. I mean, they should move on here, but there's going to be such an enormous amount of pressure as well, having gone out in the playoff in the last couple of years. I believe if they advance to play Wales, the game will actually be in Wales as well, which would be a real challenge altogether. So it's a realistic possibility. They should advance. They are the best of the four teams in their quadrant. But as we've seen before, in these knockout games, you just never know.
You're emotional about the Italian national team, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I remember in the Euros 2 years ago or last year, I remember you like genuinely being emotional about them because, you know, I saw your video after the Blue Jays loss in the World Series, and I could tell like that got to you.
It did. So both my parents are born in Italy, and I spent a lot of time watching soccer with my grandparents growing up. So that was kind of a tradition. And yeah, I just when I was 20, Italy won the World Cup. And that was still probably the highlight of my life and amongst like sporting events with my friends because I grew up in a very Italian community. So it kind of stems from that. I've followed Italian soccer since. But I mean, the golden era is done at this point. There's not a lot of money in Italy right now. They teach a lot of, tactics and fundamentals more so than skill play. And we've seen that the way that soccer has evolved, it's not really conducive to just being perfect tactically anymore. So it's a challenge. I'd love to see them in the World Cup again, though. Obviously, with Canada being there as well. For me, Italy and Canada both being in the World Cup would be big.
Rob Pizzola, he likes the Texans covering, but he doesn't really love the game. So Texans covering if you just want some action tonight. He likes the Colts. But wait for an update on Indiana Jones. He's the founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and you can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all their major podcast platforms. Make sure you follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Pizzola, appreciate you, and happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy an American. I enjoy two every year because Canadian Thanksgiving happened last month, but it's a tradition for me as well. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well, and enjoy some football and hopefully win some bets as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. Take care.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.